Friends, welcome back. Our subject, Production Operations Management. We move on to the next chapter, number 11, and the name of the chapter is Materials Handling. After we make a beautiful layout, planning of the layout such that the principle of minimum travel, economic handling, everything is achieved. Now we will see what are the methods of material handling. Many type of materials, raw materials, purchased components, semi-finished goods, finished goods, packaging materials, maintenance and repair supplies, scrap, waste, rejects, rework. All these materials are handled in a manufacturing organization. Have to be handled economically. These materials are of various sizes, various shapes, and specific features. The layout of facilities is directly affected by nature of these materials. Bulky materials, heavy materials, fluids, solids, flexible, inflexible materials require special handling. Otherwise, there will be accidents. Otherwise, there will be spillages. And they affect the layout of facilities for handling, storing, and processing. Material handling is defined as the art and science of moving, packaging, and storing of substances in any form. Solid, liquid, gases. Material handling is also defined as movement and storage of materials at the lowest possible cost, because cost is always coming in the picture. Lowest possible cost economically through the use of proper methods and equipment. Movement and storage of materials. There are three perspectives in materials handling. The traditional point of view, plant-wide concern, systems point of view. Traditional point of view is emphasis is on the movement of materials from one location to another location within the confines of the individual plant. Traditional point of view of materials handling. Plant-wide concern is focusing the attention on overall flow of materials in the plant. And systems point of view is requiring visualization of materials handling problems, physical distribution activities, and all closely related functions as one. An all-encompassing system. It involves the movement of materials from all sources of supply, from suppliers, that means vendors, all handling activities within and around the plant, and handling activities involved in the distribution of finished goods to all the customers. It's a system-wise point of view. Movement of materials do not add value, they say, but they add to the cost. Efficient operation of appropriate materials handling methods reduce cost and derives maximum capability. Objectives of material handling. Lower cost of material handling per unit. Reduction in manufacturing cycle time. Better control of flow of materials. Improved working condition, greater safety, lesser accidents. Better quality, of course. Increased storage capacity. Higher productivity at lower manufacturing cost. So principles of material handling are eliminate handling or make the handling distance as short as possible. Keep moving. Reduce the time spent at terminal points of a route. Keep moving. No idles, idle time. Use simple patterns of material flow. If possible, straight line material flow. Reduce backtracking to and fro, reduce it. Only positive, forward direction. Reduce backtracking, reduce crossovers, reduce congestion, carry payloads both ways, no empty transport, because empty transport is cost. Carry full loads, use gravity. Gravity is by itself energy. Include movement of men, machine, tools and information. Support objectives of receiving, sorting, inspecting, storing, accounting, packaging, assembly. Cost of owning and maintaining equipment. Cost of operating the system. Every effort should be made to reduce the cost because it does not add value. Organization of material handling. It should be a part of industrial engineering function because it is a necessary function but does not add value. So we have to make it more and more economical. So it's a part of industrial engineering function. It should be centralized under one head so that an overall coordinated approach is possible. Here I will present to you one new concept, unit load concept. What is unit load concept? Larger the load handled, lower should be the cost per unit. So handle the larger load. Bulk material or number of items we arrange so that the mass can be picked and moved as a single object. Don't carry so many objects in different ways. Bulk material or number of items are arranged together so that the mass can be picked up and moved as a single object. Too large for manual handling, that means a man cannot handle that. So collect all the material and handle as a one unit. That is called as unit load. It is quicker to move a lot of items as a unit than to move each one of them individually. Handle this, it takes lot of time. It is quicker to move a lot of items as a unit than to move each one of them individually, and this is called as unit load concept. Use of skids, pallets, which save time and require less floor space because they can be stacked over one another. Flow patterns. We should move the materials in these patterns given here. Advantages of well-conceived and carefully planned material flow pattern, which gives increased efficiency of production, better utilization of floor space, simplified handling activities, better equipment utilization, reduce in-process time, reduce in-process inventory, better utilization of workforce. Advantages of a well-conceived and carefully planned material flow: reduce product damage. We have seen lot of damage happens during the transportation of material. So this damage we have to reduce. Otherwise, this creates a big quality problem. Reduce walking distances, minimum hazards, basis for an efficient layout, material handling, basis for efficient layout. Then faster supervision, simplified production control, minimum backtracking, smooth production flow, improved scheduling process, reduce crowded conditions, more free space, better housekeeping, logical work sequence. So factors affecting selection of materials handling equipment are adaptability. It should be more adaptable, flexible, load capacity, more power, speed, space requirements, supervision required, ease of maintenance of these, and environment. Factors affecting selection of material handling equipment: operating cost, installation cost, maintenance cost, power requirements, space cost, human factors. So type of materials handling systems: equipment oriented material handling systems, overhead systems, conveyor systems, tractor transfer system, forklift truck, pallet truck, industrial truck, underground systems. These are equipment oriented systems. Then material oriented systems, unit handling systems, bulk handling systems, liquid handling systems. Method oriented systems, manual, mechanized, job shop handling system, mass production handling systems. Types of material handling systems, function oriented, transportation function, conveying function, transferring function, elevating function. Type of material handling equipment, conveyors. Belt conveyor, chain conveyor, roller conveyor, pneumatic conveyor. Cranes, elevators, hoists, industrial trucks, forklift trucks are there, which we have seen, pallet trucks, tractor with trailers, hand trucks, power trolleys. Then pipelines, automatic transfer devices, automatic guided vehicle, AGV, industrial robot. What is this? This is gravity conveyor. The parts are moving by the system of gravity. This is portable belt conveyor. This is overhead monorail. Continuously parts are moving through the monorail. This is overhead bridge crane. This is electric hoist, which takes the material up, lowers the material. Electric hoist. This is gantry crane, which is used on the construction sites. Gantry crane. There are two columns and there is a hoist in between. Then this is elevator for material to take on the higher heights. Elevator. Then this is forklift truck, which we operate on a plane surface. The material is loaded onto the forks. Then the fork is elevated at some angle and the material is transported. Forklift truck. Then we have already mentioned, this is the wooden pallet on which we stack the material, we keep the material and move it by the means of forklift truck. This is the tractor with trailer. This is skid box in which we keep the material and transport. This is power trolley. This is hand truck or trolley. This is pallet truck, which is also lifted by hydraulic means. Then this is automatically guided vehicle, AGV, evaluation of material handling performance, material handling labor ratio, direct labor handling ratio, management operation ratio, manufacturing cycle efficiency ratio, space utilization efficiency ratio. These ratios are used for evaluating the material handling performance. Equipment utilization ratio, idle space potential ratio, materials handling personnel per 1000 employees. That means how many material handling personnel are there over 1000 other employees. Then percentage time lost by direct labor in material handling, because material handling is not adding value. So percentage time lost, I am using the word, by direct labor in materials handling. Ratio of number of moves to total number of operations. Percentage of usable cubic footage usually occupied. Material handling cost as a percentage of manufacturing expenses. These are the ways how I evaluate whether I am handling the materials economically or not. Thank you.